Welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where I watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. My name is Ryan Simmons. Today is Monday, January 13th.
Oh, my name is Patrick Gill, and today is Monday, January 13th.
And yes, it's Monday. We made it through one full week, and then we took a weekend off, which feels good. I felt like I needed that break. And as you already heard just a moment ago, this week I'm joined by a very special guest, a video producer for Polygon.com, YouTube.com/Polygon, mm-hmm. and also my former roommate and very good friend, Aww. Patrick Gill. Welcome to The Irishman.
Thank you. I'm really excited to watch The Irishman 1 minute at a time, but only this you know,
only
this
minutes 6 through 10.
Yeah. Because I haven't seen any of the rest of it.
Great.
I've only heard vague rumblings. I just to keep myself unspoiled, I haven't listened to the first episodes of this.
Good.
So is this how you are experiencing this for the first time?
I don't know anything about the movie.
Okay.
I barely even know what it's about. I know roughly who is in it.
Yeah.
I've already made two serious mistakes as to who I thought might be in it.
Okay.
I thought Patricia Heaton was in it. She's mm-hmm. not. Mm. I thought this lady, so we're on a still frame right now just to catch everyone up. Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci's wives have insisted that they pull over on this car trip to Detroit to smoke cigarettes. That's Joe Pesci's wife on the right, and I thought she was Juliana Margulies. It's not.
Okay, it's not.
No.
False alarm on the...
False alarm on the two actors.
Now, I know that we're just getting started, mm-hmm. but one of the things that I do know about this movie is that it uses a lot of digital de-aging.
Right.
And when I saw these two wives, I got excited for a version of this movie that I'm guessing we're not going to see, where both Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro also play their own wives. Like, I just... Is that going to happen in The Irishman?
Who could say for sure? It's certainly a possibility. I would love to see those two guys do like a Some Like It Hot thing
right.
where they are running from some sort of mobster and they have to dress up as women to hide mm-hmm.
I was thinking more of a double casting thing where they're just playing their own wives.
Right, sure.
Oh, do you know?
Like a Mr. Like the Doolittles.
Yes. Yeah,
or the Crumps.
The Crumps or the Clumps.
Yeah.
Yes. Hercules.
Hercules.
So you're wrong about who both of them are, though, right?
I have no idea who this is.
Okay.
And I actually don't know either of the actresses at first glance. They've also been wearing these giant 80s or 70s or wherever we're
60s.
Supposed to be.
I think it's the 60s.
It's the 60s. Okay, so they're wearing these 50s glasses. And it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell who they are.
I think maybe my theory could hold some water, but how do you structure this show?
So I talk for a little bit. I say hello to everyone every morning. Mm-hmm. And then I sit and they will listen to us watch 1 minute of the movie.
Cool.
I have not been putting in the audio of the minute that I'm listening to.
Okay.
Just a ticking sound of a stopwatch so people know
sure.
that I'm still there.
Okay.
Occasionally,
and that's when the people are supposed to watch along with you?
If they would like to,
okay.
Sure. I think that way lies madness. But if you want to sync it up every single day and watch a minute of The Irishman with me, you're definitely invited to do that.
Cool.
And then we'll just sort of talk about it for a little bit.
Sounds great.
Okay. You want to just jump right into it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let me get my stopwatch here all situated, and I'm going to hit them both at the same time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Now, sort of old gas station. It's been...
I'm just shocked at how fucking old Joe Pesci looks.
I said the same thing last week.
Did they digitally age him?
I don't think so. Oh, we're already... Oh,
okay,
my God.
Okay, that's a flashback.
We're already into the de-aging, right?
Okay. Yeah, is this the first one of these in the whole movie?
This is the first one I've seen.
Okay, so he's driving the car. He's wearing a hat.
He's driving some sort of truck. This was his job, by the way. He's a driver, I think.
Okay.
He's like a truck driver. And he's driving Pesci to Pesci's niece's wedding in Detroit.
Okay. Having a little bit of truck trouble here.
Yeah. Kind of breaks down. Food fair.
No, he's just stuck.
Okay, and that's it. That's the sixth minute of The Irishman.
I mean, so far it's absolutely living up to my expectations. I'm just really knocking it out of the park in that first minute that I saw of this. This is only 5 minutes into the movie?
This is only, yeah, so we just watched the sixth minute of the movie.
Can I think a thing that would be fun to do.
Yeah.
Because you're rotating new guests in every week, right?
I don't know about every week, but okay. I would like to.
I'm going to try to just guess. Can I guess what the first 5 minutes of the movie were?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, hang on. I think the first shot is 100% of Robert De Niro's face. And I think the camera pulls back from him as he's
so
driving.
Close. Oh, no, you're not.
No, okay. As he's in his coffin.
Oh, you're... No, so you're come back just a little bit.
He's looking. He's at somebody else's funeral.
Come back a little bit more.
It's a birthday party.
He's in his retirement home.
You see Robert De Niro's de-aged baby face just busting out of a puss. It's fucking.
They de-aged him all the way back to a pile of jism. No, the very first episode of this entire podcast was just me talking about one single tracking shot through a retirement home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then the reveal of Robert De Niro doesn't even come until the second minute, and he looks like hell.
Yeah. So I've seen two timelines here within this one clip. We have two timelines. We have Robert De Niro and an extremely aged Joe Pesci sitting on the side of a highway.
Right.
Is that the same timeline as in the beginning or is that?
No. So we have now flashbacked inside of a flashback. You saw a second flashback.
Holy shit.
So we have flashbacked to him driving Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
And now we have now flashback again to whatever this food truck he's driving, which I don't know anything about.
Yeah. Do you have any experience with food trucks?
Do I personally have experience with food trucks?
Yeah.
No. Certainly not these old ones.
Where you're growing up, did they have a Schwann truck or anything like that?
I did work in a ShopRite. So there were like 18-wheeler food trucks of food that was being delivered from like New Jersey.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm wondering if maybe this is just one of those. There's also, a sort of dead tradition now of the food truck that would move around neighborhoods, maybe in the 50s, 60s, and into the 90s, and you would just buy frozen meals off of this freezer truck.
Right.
And put them directly into your own freezer.
Yes.
I'm wondering if that's what he's doing here.
Possible.
So I'm excited
to find out. Yeah. Maybe I kept saying to myself last week, maybe it'll all come together tomorrow.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of movie left. It's impossible to know.
So, I mean, I feel like there was a pretty strong dramatic arc to that 1 minute that we got, though, because we started with the stillness of them on the side of the road. And then, like, we already had this little micro story of him driving a truck and then the truck stops working.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of stopping and going here.
Do you think this is how Scorsese intended us to view the film, as just these sort of little cliffhanger moments?
So the entire impetus of this podcast is because he was annoyed, publicly so, that people were breaking this down into like four episodes, like a miniseries, because he very much intended it to be seen in one sitting.
So
I'm now doing it in 210 sittings just to spite his old ass.
Yeah. First of all, good idea. And second of all, I think he's just reached a level of skill in filmmaking where he is unknowingly just making these like micro movies, you know?
I do think he knows how to paint a frame,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it has been chock full. The second minute, we got De Niro blowing someone. So he talks about
what?
Blowing someone's brain.
Just fucking, you know, slobbing the knob. Just making a lot of eye contact.
Don't touch my head.
I'm sorry.
In the second movie, he's talking about painting houses, and then the very next shot is the flashback where he is back in time and he's blowing someone's brains out with a gun. And the paint on the wall is, I assume, what he means by painting houses, right?
Yeah.
So we did get some violence. And then we see him planning this road trip with an atlas and a marker, like an old man, like old people used to do. And then now this is where we are. Anyway, that's the sixth minute of The Irishman. I guess we should probably. You want to just wait until tomorrow and continue this bad boy and see what happens to this de-aged Robert De Niro. Oh, and this. So we are now paused on a close up in the truck.
Yeah,
this looks okay.
It's because it's not moving.
But I think it's because it's not moving.
Yeah, I think this.
Should we do frame by? Should we break this down frame by frame? I would rather not. But
let's save it. I think we're gonna have moments where that's gonna be really appropriate.
Yeah,
maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, if tomorrow anything. On Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, so join me and my guest this week, Patrick Gill, tomorrow, Tuesday, on The Irishman. We'll talk to you then.
Bye.